You have probably had periods in your life where your thinking is really, really clear and you're firing on all cylinders, I suppose, is the way we describe it. And then you've probably other times in your life when, I don't know, your thinking is foggy and you can't see the wood for the trees, that type of thing. So what causes those differences? Why at one stage in your life can you just be literally flying and everything is as clear as day, and then not long afterwards you're walking through a pea soup fog? So Richard Burke from Safe Harbour is with us in studio now to talk about this. And Richard, welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Ian.
Richard, I asked this in the context of, you know, people that I know who would be creative types.
Yeah.
And particularly writers. And they can be churning out the work non-stop. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they get this awful writer's block and they can't do anything for, I don't know, up to a year at times. What causes that?
Oh, there's lots of theories. Well, I suppose one of the things that happens in my life, I'm reasonably creative, and so yourself,
is that
the volume is too high. So what happens is you start to try to process too much information. It's like your computer, the hard drive of your computer. If you run too many programs, you open up all these different windows all at the same time because you love being busy and it turns you on.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're happy. Mm. And all of a sudden, the whole computer starts to kind of go... And the screens won't open up, but then it all locks up.
You need a better processor.
You need a better processor, but unfortunately, God gave me the one I have, and I'm stuck with it next couple of thousand years
until the upgrade.
But that's exactly what happens, and there's so many examples of this. When you actually learn to relax and start to kind of forget some of the lists, or get a way of managing all these applications in your head.
Yes.
So if you have a list, you write a list. That's one way of doing it. Or if you just try to forget about it for a period of time, having a couple of glasses of wine will help you forget about it. I know it sounds quite funny, but what it does is it relaxes your mind and you start to forget about it. And there's lots of, what's the guy's name who was sitting under the tree?
Newton,
and the apple fell. And we have these aha moments when we're not looking.
Yes.
When we're not kind of working for it. And we relax and just kind of let it happen.
Agreed, but I was reading something from some scientist there last week, the week before, and he was saying it was not so much the aha moments that have defined science's progress, but the, that's interesting, moments.
Yeah, the curiosity nosy kind of moments.
Yeah, but it's kind of when you're working away on something and all of a sudden, you know, you get an unexpected result from it and you go, oh God, I didn't expect that to happen. Why is that? Let's check back over that again. Not so much the aha moments or the, you know, oh my God, I've got suddenly had the most brilliant idea. But if you take the example of a writer though, and that writer's block problem we were talking about, they're writing the same story, but they hit a point in the story and they can't move it forward. Their brain just freezes on them. What's going on there?
It's because a writer's story, even though it's not about yourself, if you write a horror story or write a love story, it's not necessarily about yourself.
Yeah.
But it kind of is, because it's a little bit of a lie to say that it's not about yourself, because it all comes from yourself. It all comes from your own creativity. Mm-hmm. So the characters and the places you build up are manifestations of your own imagination.
Yeah.
And if you've brought yourself down a cul-de-sac in your imagination, you literally just get stuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to kind of scrap things. You kind of go, you know, we become too stubborn and we stick at it.
Yeah.
And we stick at the same thing and there's no more meat on this bone.
Yes.
And rather than scrap it, and that's where we get stuck. Sometimes you have to kind of scrap it and go back to scratch.
But there's an awful difficulty at times when you've invested this much work into this type of material or whatever, to let it go.
Yeah, it's very difficult. But sometimes the best thing that happens is just let it go.
A Clive Owen movie, and he was, it was called The Croupier, and his catchphrase in it was "Hang on tightly, let go lightly." And I loved it, because it's kind of, you know, exactly, give it everything you can while you're at it, then when it doesn't work out, just literally drop it and walk away.
Absolutely. And it's not an accident. You go back to the guy who was doing the experiment and he kind of goes, how did I get this unexpected result? He's already in that creative space. Like, it's not an accident. I suppose there are very few accidents. He's kind of purposely looking for a solution. He might find a different solution he wasn't expecting, but he's there actually doing it. And you go back to the most creative people that we know, are our kids.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they let go lightly. Yeah. You know, and they try something else and they do something else.
That's right.
And they have no expectation upon themselves. Mm. So when you become adults, then you have these key performance indicators and you have all these strategies and all these different things associated with it. And these logical constructs of your conscious mind are supposed to help your subconscious awareness. Mm. Sometimes they don't.
So what's the best way to, to stay in that zone, that creative zone, and not to overburden yourself?
Be nosy.
Be nosy,
the easiest
way.
Be nosy is the easiest way, because your mind will process a phenomenal amount of information. Just try and stay there is just to be nosy. Just try and be as childish as you can inside your own mind, I suppose, without attending other people, and be fascinated by everything that's around you, like how the microphones work, how does your computer work, how do those blind work. I drive my wife nuts with this sort of stuff, and what it does is you're constantly looking for how the things work, and it keeps you interesting, and it keeps your creativity going. When you start to see everything as kind of boring, then it's very difficult to be creative in that sort of environment. But the world is a fascinating place.
It certainly is.
People are fascinating, things are fascinating, technology is fascinating. And I suppose it's to keep that kind of curiosity inside your system.
Yeah.
And as you keep that curiosity up, you will have these little discoveries or these little accidental finds or these little synergies between things that other people haven't seen before.
Yes.
Because you're kind of looking for it.
Yeah, yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a search. Yeah. You're just constantly looking for it.
And be nosy and curious and eyes open and engaged. Yeah.
And it keeps you happy.
It keeps you happy too, living in the moment, exactly. Richard, thanks so many for that as ever. That's Richard Bourke from safeharbour.ie.